question of Kenya Paris is to Kenya Nagoff.
Pardon?
Lavka Kenya Nagoff. A question that Tosfos brings up in our sugya, Diba Mas Chil Hachi, is how do we paskin? Do we paskin like Reish Lakish or not? And the problem that we have is that we're left with a bit of a stira in terms of how we paskin. Why is that? Because on the one hand, we seem to paskin Ein Breira. The Gemara says, Hachen Shechalku are L'chuchos Heinu Machzirin Zel Zeb Yovel. So what does that mean? If there's a Yerusha, father leaves over some properties, and the brothers divide it up. So do we assume that they got it right? Or do we assume that they got it wrong? So the Gemara is a very interesting assumption, which to some degree we'll see Tosfos might question. But the Gemara seems to have a very interesting assumption, namely that there is a real answer to this, meaning to say one brother is Zofa to a certain chelak and one brother is Zofa to a different chelak. And we're just not sure which brother gets which chelak. So if you hold Yesh Breira, so then we'll assume that everybody got the right portion. But if you hold Ein Breira, then they might have gotten the wrong portion. So they made an agreement that Reuven is going to get field A and Shimon is going to get field B. But essentially, Reuven's getting field A and Shimon's getting field B as a result of their personal agreement. So they're like any two people that divide something based off of agreement, whereby we say that when Yovel comes, it should revert back to the true owners. Now, we don't actually know who the true owners are, but effectively, what that will mean is that they'll have to redivide. They'll start again from Yovel and come to an agreement again. Now, the simple understanding is, at that point, they start from scratch. If both parties are happy with what they got, you know, they each have a field, and they each have a house, and they each have a farm, and they're very happy, so they could stay where they are. Or, let's say, it turned out that one of the fields was much more valuable than the other. They didn't realize this yet, originally, but one was. One took the island of Manhattan, and one took the island of Nantucket. Originally, they were both worth like 22 seeds or whatever they sold Manhattan for. And then it turns out that one was worth a little more. So then the brothers might decide that they wish to redistribute. They don't want to split up the island. One gets Nantucket and one gets Manhattan. Okay. So now, great. So that makes sense. That's what the Gemara says. We'll see shortly that other Rishonim might understand that differently, but that's probably the simple understanding. So now, if that's true, then we have a very fascinating idea, because what would that mean? That means that essentially each brother in the land that they inherited have a Kenyan Peros. Why? Because remember, how have we defined Kenyan Peros in last year based off of the Ran? Kenyan Peros is effectively any acquisition, any ownership which is non-permanent. That's why, for example, when I sell somebody land, Bizman Shayovel Noheg, we assume that the Lokeach has only a Kinyan Peros. That the Mocher, because he's going to get it back at Yovel, retains the Kinyan Aguf. That would mean, seemingly, that if you have brothers that divide up property, and we assume that Ein Breira, and therefore Yarshin Shechalku are Kilaku Hosein, so therefore, what's going to happen is that each brother effectively has a Kenyan Peros. And if he has an effective Kenyan Peros, because it's Master Zelaz Ebiyotel, and you hold like Reish Lakish, that someone who has a Kenyan Peros is maybe the Eino Kore, so nobody's ever going to be able to say Mikra Bikurin unless they are Ben Achar Ben, and there's only one son, all the way going back to the division of Yehoshua ben Nun. Now, the Gemara itself in Gittin acknowledges that issue and basically says, you're right. If Rabbi Yochanan, who holds Ein Breira, who holds Achan Shechalku, Lekuchos Hein Lezel, Machzir Zel Lezel Yochel, would also agree that Kenyan Peros is Kenyan Agof, so then in Achanami, there would basically almost never be Mikra Bikurim. However, luckily, it's not a problem, because Rabbi Yochanan, as we know, holds Kinyan Peros is Kinyan Aguftami, so Baruch Hashem, we're spared, and Rabbi Yochanan allows for Mikra Bikurim. So that's what the Gemara says. Tosfos says, well, that's fine and dandy, except L'chora, we paskin like Reish Lakish, but we also paskin in Breira, which would mean that we paskin that there's no Mikra Bikurim except if it's Ben Achar Ben with only one son in each generation. And like the Gemara says, that's inconceivable. It's inconceivable. There's no way that is. But that seems to be the way we should paskin based off of the various sugyos. So that's going to be a big issue. That's the question Tosfos raises. And we'll start off with the answer that our Tosfos gives. That's Peiches on the base, Diva Masil Hachi. Mefarish Ri, Dechol Hanu de Is Lehu de Engreira, Lo Yomru de Haachen Shechalku Machzirin Zeh Lezeh Biovel, Rab Rav Yochanan Lehu Dei. In other words, just because you hold it in Breira, that doesn't automatically demand that you say Ha'achen Shechalku L'kuch Hosein U'machzirin Zeh L'zeh B'yovel. That is Rav Yochanan's conclusion, but you could hold it in Breira and not go that far. L'hachi daik alad Rav Yochanan de lo matzi yad v'ragwav aval anan lo svira lan shehe talu chazar si'ovel b'ha. Rabbi Yochanan Gufe Modev Dime Yoshua Hayumavian Bikurin Afilu Aminan Delav Kikinina Goftani Kidaminan Elachad Barchad Ad Yoshua Benun the Chalukas Yoshua Nami Amar Yesh Nochlin Dirusha Hilahem Avoseyam Amish Parshas Hashavua Vafilu Achi Lo Chazraus Chaluka Biovel the Svaro Kevan Shachalku Alpi Navi Bun Vetumim. Very interesting. He says, look, Rabbi Yochanan agrees, even if Rabbi Yochanan were to say that Kinyan Peros is Lav Kinyan Agoftami, even if he were to say that, so he would agree that that first Chaluka, Bizman Yehoshua Ben Nun, that first Chaluka, they would bring Bikur. Right? How do I know that? Because the Gemara implies it. The Gemara says, oh, if you were to say, like Rav Yochanan, plus you were to say, Kinyan ha Peros Lav, Kinyan HaGov, then you would need to have Ben Achar Ben going to Yoshua. But mashma, that first one at Yoshua, wouldn't be. Now, why is that? That's also called Yerusha. Says Tosfos. So Rav Yochanan would agree over there, because we'll assume we got it right. Remember, what did we say? Why is it that Achen Shechalku are L'kuch Hosein? Because we're concerned we got it wrong. There's like a true answer. We don't know what it is. But really, there is Aliba de MS, Kilo. Klape Shmaya, Ruben should get field A, and Shimon should get field B. We just don't know what it is. How did we decide? We decided based off of a go-row or some type of mutual consent agreement. So, therefore, but since Klape Shmaya, maybe it's Ruvain that should get B, and we gave Ruvain A, that's why it's Chozer B'Yovel. Masha'en Kain, that first Yerusha, will assume that it was done right, that Ruvain got A because he should have gotten A, and Shimon got B because he should have gotten B, and Levi got C because he got... Now, why do we assume that first one was right? Well, first one was very special. It was Alidei Urim V'Tumim, it was Alidei... Now, Rashi describes how it was quite a remarkable thing. There was the Kohen, there's Urim Tumim, and there were these talking lotteries, and, amazing. So in that case, when there was this supernatural Hashem, as it were, telling us, Reuven gets A, then we assume everybody got it right. Okay. But afterwards, we assume everybody might have gotten it wrong. However, you could also hold Ein Breira, but assume always that you got it right. In other words, holding Ein Breira does not automatically apply to Yerusha. Maybe the Pshat in Yerusha is that, yes, normally for all the other various applications of Yesh Breira or Ein Breira, we will say Ein Breira. But Lagabi Yerusha, there's a special, there's a kasa, a special presumption that they got it right. Just like the first time, even though subsequently there isn't Urim Betumim, but they got it right. So that's the machlokas. Within the view of Ein Breira, Rav Yochanan holds Ein Breira, and therefore the only time we ever assume that it was done correctly, Klape Shmaya, is the first time, because it was Alidei Urim Betumim. All subsequent times we assume that might have been wrong. Whereas the other Amoraim might hold of Ein Breira, but they assume also that in the Parsha of Yerusha we got it right. So if so, even though Tosfos says we hold like Rabbi Yochanan, we hold Ein Breira, and we also hold like Reish Lakish that Kinyan Peros is like Kinyan Goftav. The Gemara says that's one of the three places where we hold like Reish Lakish. But still, we will hold that Ach and Shechalku are not Maser Zelaz Ebiyovel, so therefore, Bikurim will be able to be recited. Essentially, we fully hold of Kinyan Peros Lavka Kinyan Agufdami. That's 100%. We're not going to undermine that whatsoever. Lafuke will see the other answers. Let's say the answer Tosus and Gittin, which we're going to take the opposite approach. No, we fully hold of Kinyan Peros is Lavka Kinyan Agufdami. We fully hold like Reish Lakish, except we don't hold of this Chiddush of Rav Yochanan that Breira applies to Yerusha. We assume that no, they got it right. Or that there's not a true chelek in Yerusha. In other words, it's not. It's a machlokas in the parsha of Yerusha. Good. So that's the first answer to this question. Tosos in Gittin, as you saw, and it's in your sheets from Friday. Daf Mem Chesamid Aleph asked the same question. And he gives a different answer. V'yesh lomar, didafka behahilachuda behakosev divlivno mehayom lachar misa kaimelan kereish lakish. The opposite. Really, we don't hold a reish lakish. Only in one small, isolated case. Which case do we hold a reish lakish? Kosev livno mehayom lachar misa. The case that we discussed. Somebody says to their child, I'm going to give you my property, Mehayom u'lachar misa, whereby we say that Guf is kanui Mehayom u'peros lachar misa. In that case, Reish Lakish says that the son could sell it, because Kinyan peros and Kinyan aguftami, and therefore even if the son would die before the father, Lakucho still get it. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, absolutely not. Kinyan peros lachar Kinyan aguftami, if the father dies first, the Lekuchos will get it, but if the son dies first, the Lekuchos won't get it. It's in that very narrow case that we follow Reish Lakish. Why? Why would you only hold a Reish Lakish in one case? Because of the local Sfar Shaykh in that case. Mishum, de'aba l'gabe brach ulei machu. When a father gives something to his child, he gives it in a very generous way. Dahachi matzrich luperk yishnochel and latre mili de reish lakish. Dahacho dahasim. The Gemara there, in Bava Basra, makes its richusa within reish lakish, and it makes this very, very svara. Al ba'al makaimalan de kikinyan aguftami. Really, we generally hold kinyan peres kikinyan aguftami, except for this case. And even in this case, we happen to be accepting reish lakish's view, but we don't really accept the logic of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish has a very fundamental point. Kinyan Peros is Lavka Kinyan Agufdami. Like we explained, it's a chiddush in the nature of ownership. And Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. He has a fundamental disagreement also about the nature of ownership. We fully accept the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, but we say there's an exception. Usually, Kinyan Peros are Kinyan Aguf, and therefore the father should retain the Kinyan Aguf, the Iker Bailus, and if the son sells it, it should be an invalid sale. But we assume that when the father gives a gift to the son, he gives him as much as he could. He's Achule Machil Gabe. He gives him generously. He gives him the Zchus Mechira, basically. So since he gives him that Zchus Mechira, So great. So in that case, Mimela, if the father, if the son sells it, it'll be a valid sale because the father gave him the Schos Mechira. And Tosa says, well, it's a little strange because the Gemara actually sounds like we fully endorse Rabbi Reish Lakish. Now, Bagab de Kamar Hacha, Rabba Kro, Masnisim, and say, Eile the Reish Lakish, the Rabba lo Sfira Leachi. Rabba himself doesn't hold that way. De Im lo Kain, lo Matsi Yad Raglav, de Rabba Asad Lakuvo, same, Per Shady de Kidushin, Per Kazah, Kamar Rabba Nami Gabi Mashiach, and Furash Yasimina Taira, Masnisim, say, Eile the Reish Lakish, now Bagab de Rabba Kadu, Yochanan Barmito. Fine. Good. So that is the answer of Tosis and Gittin. Right. So machlokas Rav Yochanan Shlokas is fundamental, but das can make, you know, can change things. And in this case, we accept Reish Lakish because of a particular svar and das. And even though this chiluk is a little shverik because it's in its richusa in Bava Basra, like I would have said this, right? So you're right. Reish Lakish himself goes much further. Reish Lakish himself across the board says, "Kidney Pes Lachas Benin Aguf Dami." We accept the conceptual position of Rav Yochanan, but in one particular case, we accept a practical application of Reish Lakish for a particular local reason of Abul Gabe Yachule Mach. It's not like we're accepting the Havamin of Ruan Bava Basra. It was a Havamin of Bidas Reish Lakish. We're not poskening like Reish Lakish, we're poskening like a hybrid, primarily like Rabbi Yochanan, but one case like Reish Lakish. Yeah.
I don't understand then how the Gemara assumes that would be applicable to a mother trying to write off her nechasim to the son when the king of Pharisee exists to the father. Like, how could the Gemara try to apply that?
Oh, I assume the pshat is that the Gemara is going in Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Again, Tosos is not claiming that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish don't have this conceptual machlokas. No, they do. That's the machlokas that we set up last time. And Tosus agrees to the conceptual machlokas. Very fascinating machlokas. The question is psak. Tosus says in psak, we accept Rav Yochanan with one exception, namely the case of Kosev Nechasav Livno, and no other case.
Right, but the case of a father writing out for the son and the mother writing out for the son are very different. So how does it extend from a father to a son over to the case of a mother to a son? When the father of there has a king of Paris.
Within Reish Lakish, there's no difference. Reish Lakish himself doesn't think there's a difference between Kosev Nechasav Livno and any other case of Kenyan Paris. And Rav Yochanan doesn't think there's a difference between Kosev Nechasav Livno and any other case of Kenyan Paris.
But in terms of a psak, the Gemara seems to...
The Gemara is accepting a hybrid.
I say it seems like it's accepting the psak also for our case. It became where that svar wouldn't apply.
What would be, according to Tosfos in Gittin, in the case of Isha Shemachar Livno? That's your question?
Yeah.
I don't know. Tosfos sounds like he would think in that case we go back to the regular rules and follow the Yochanan, no?
Right, but now the Gemara is not showing here at all. So we're only bringing...
That's so fine. The Gemara here is only Bedas, Rav Yochanan, and Reish Lakish. It's not talking about a Libet Hilchasa. Okay. Now. Yeah.
So just talk about the question. Don't you have a problem like with Yirmiyah and Shmuel? Is it still a sphere with Shmuel? Because Shmuel is like... Shmuel is using the Chokmah as like Psak Halacha. He's simply taking a reduction of the Pshuto, and then earlier he holds the Kuchosim. Don't you see the scare with the Shmuel about Bikurim? Like that, but the Gemara says...
Let's look at Tosfos. What comes out within Shmuel? So what was the steer within Shmuel? Let's see if it works. So I guess we'll just, since it's in Tosfos and Gittin, we'll see how the Tosfos and Gittin phrases the question. Elav Damar Yochanan Kinyan Peros Kinyan Ben Otam V'anu Eich Matzanu Yodin Raglenu D'kayim Alon Kirei Shlakish V'lav Kinyan Aglof Dami D'amin Avei Shacholets D'kayim Alon D'videi Rai Seng Vira V'sof Zach Zvitz V'atzkinu Kravoshi V'v Nachman D'kayim Alon V'vaz Bedini D'amin Avei Perk Shnei Nidush Nahas Chalku V'an Kilo Chukos Pachos Mishdus Nekne Mekach V'atzkinu Nami V'mocher Es Abayas D'ein Dach Z'al Zed M'ocher B'ayin Ra M'ocher Alma L'kuchos Hei. So that Tosis is answered, right? Fine. So far, so good. Vadabaski and Perka Shutfin. Bevel Lazmi Yakub Shutfin. Shenedwa Nazavizad, the motto of the Thomas Lachat, Slav, me time, the time, Misham Brevik, the Mukha Perka. Well, Misham de Viter Hu Karevina. Fine. So, so Tosis and Gittin answered all the questions of Tosis and Gittin. So what about our Tosfos, you say? Our Tosfos has an additional question. So Shmuel's view is like Reish Lakish. Then Tomer, Bech, what's the other guy love? The several of Yel, Hachin Shechal Vulukuch, I say. The Savarlay, Hacha, the Lavke, Kanina, Goftami. Him came, Alon, and you, Amachad, Berchad, and Yoshua, the Nun, the Amar, Berchad, and Layach. Oh, in other words, what you're asking is like this. Tosfos, the answer of Tosfos in Gittin would not help resolve the question of the Tosfos in Bava Kama within Shmuel, right?
Yeah,
that's what he's saying.
Well, how would he answer it? Like,
that's the answer. The answer in Gittin would not answer the question of Shmuel, because the answer was asked the question of Shmuel in Gittin.
You would say Shmuel makes no sense, object to Shmuel?
No, you have this answer. The answer of Tosfos here. Tosfos here asks the steer in Shmuel. The answer is Shmuel didn't hold like a joke about being Machzir after Yoko.
Why would he? Why would he answer for everyone then? If he didn't answer for Shmuel, if Tosfos Gittin agrees, for Shmuel you have to answer this, why would he give a whole new answer for everyone else? Isn't it strange that for Shmuel he'll answer like, our Tosfos has to invent a whole new... And why would he have to invent a whole new answer for everyone else then? If he ended for Shmuel you have to agree with Tosfos and Bava Kama, then why would he need to invent a whole new answer? That's pretty dope, I mean, I don't know. So like for all the other Amorim.
I mean, why have
this
Bava Kama
give them? Yeah.
Once you have to come on the second answer, why do you need the first answer? If you have to, for Shmuel, come on to the Yishuv of Tosfos and Bava Kama. So just say that.
It's only two different answers you get. Not like everyone's going to be the second answer, and some people will give the first answer.
Okay. What to think about that? To think about it. Could be that Tosfos and Gittin, the first answer, would disagree with the diuk of Tosfos over here. Maybe you can't be definitively medayik that Shmuel holds like Reish Lakish. Sounds that way, but is it muchach? For example, maybe once you're going to have to say, as we'll talk about a little later, that there is a need for takanas usha even according to Rabbi Yochanan, maybe then you can't be medayik that way in Shmuel. I'm not sure. Okay, good. So that is two answers to this question. And you're pointing out you might have to anyway come on to one of the answers. Now, the question is, what about the Rishonim who don't seem to hold up either one of these answers? And one of those Rishonim, Tosfos claims this is true for Rov HaPoskim, is that neither of these two answers could possibly work for. For example, the Shita of the Rambam, right? Can either one of these two answers possibly work for the Rambam? Why would it not work? Well, there's a problem, because on the one hand, we Paskin, Kinyan Peros, are Lavki Kinyan, and both like Reish Lakish broadly, not like Tosfos and Gittin. And at the same time, we also seem to paskin Ein Breira So the Ketzos asked this question. This is in Reishon and Zion on the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Hey. The Shulchan Aruch there says, Machar ben Chayav, Meis ha-ben, Bachkech Meis ha-av, Shiyamas ha-av, Kana lo kayach, like Reish Lakish, Shein la-av ela peiros, Kekinin peiros, Eino kekinin agor. Great. So we paskin like Reish Lakish. Problem is, we also paskin Ein Breira. So how's this going to work? In other words, it's not like Tosfos and Gittin. Tosfos and Gittin says, well, we would never paskin like this halacha of Reish Lakish, right? That's not true. In this case, it's actually Gufa, the one we do paskin. But in a Rambam, it doesn't sound that way. The way the Ketzos puts it is, we'll actually have to look what the Rambam says. L'shitos ha-poskim nirad b'chol duchti kinyin peres k'kinyin aguf, lav k'kinyin aguf, not just in this case. So how does the Ketzos answer the question? So let's take a look at the Ketzos. As you, again, you have it on your sheets from last time. V'anias da'iti nira da'af agav de'kan lanke reish lakish de'kinyin peros lav de'kinyin haguf hainu da'af gahecha she'en lo ela peros v'lesle beguf klum k'mo hai de'machar haben that which we paskin like reish lakish. In other words, again, this is not within Reish Lakish, but we only partially paskin like Reish Lakish. Right? Avagat kamalok Reish Lakish kin peiros lav kinin aguf. That is where she'en lo ela peiros. All he has is peiros. So then we say, if all one guy has only peiros and one guy is guf, so that's when we say kinin peiros lav kinin aguf. Like the case of Machar HaBen, what's the case of Machar HaBen? Case of Machar HaBen, so the Ben has absolutely nothing b'chai ha'av. Aval kinyin peiros di'ovel ha've k'kinyin ha'gof tfei u'mishim b'vsade yovel r'shai l'achbar bar shichim. As the Rambam says, the Rambam, as we saw last time, distinguishes, for example, between different types of kinyan. If we go back to that Rambam that we talked about last time, so the Rambam has a number of different madregas, right? Number of different types of, if you wish, kinyan peiros. We have the kinyan peiros that is very narrow, and we have the kinyan peiros that is very broad. Just look at the Rambam for a second. Again, that was on the sheets, the first Mar Malcolm. Here we are. So we have, starting in, let's say, Halacha Hey, Hamocher gufa karka uzman katzav hareze mechira u'mishtamish halokech beguf kechatzav v'ochol peros kol zman mechira sof tasser lebaila u'ma hefesh yesh ben mocher karka uzman katzav I sell you the land for 5 years u'vein makne usal leperos seha and I makne the karka leperos shakone leperos any ochol leshanos turas hakarka v'lo yivne v'lo yaros if all you have is a kinyan peros. So that doesn't allow you to start breaking up the literal gufa karka. Aval hakona lizman katzav, hu bo nevores v'osek kol ma b'chol zman o katzav k'mo she'osek hakona kinyan olam liolam. When it's a kinyan that's for a limited period of time, it's not a kinyan liolam, but at the same time, it's not a kinyan peros liolam. It's a kinyan peros for a short period of time. Sorry. When I sell you karka that I sell to you for 5 years, so it's yours to do whatever you want for 5 years, even to destroy it. After 5 years, you give it back to me. Mashenkin, if I give you a kinyan peros for 5 years, so you get all the peros for those 5 years. You have no right to legally destroy it. So in that case, where I just give you a kinyan peros for 5 years, that's when there's a machlokas. Rav Yochanan says kinyan peres kinyan aguf dami in Reish Lakish, and this is the way we paskin says no kinyan peres lav kinyan aguf dami. But where the Baal kinyan peres also has kinyan begufo, for example, he has the right to destroy the land, bar shichan umairos, then avade and avade will say that the Baal kinyan peres also has like a quasi kinyan aguf, right? And therefore, when it comes to Mechira b'zman sheyovel noeg, so the Baal kinyan peres also has a quasi kinyan aguf. How do I know that? Because he's allowed to dig holes and ditches and the like. It's just that after Yovel, Hashem brings it back. Good. So now, if that's true, so he says that, now again, Rav Yochanan himself, Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan, we do know, debate whether maybe the Korei even is Mancha Yovel Noeg, but the way we paskin is we're going to accept Reish Lakish, but not fully. In the case where the Kenyan, Baal Kenyan Peros has rights to the guf as well, for example, he can build Baruch Shichan Umairos, so then we reject Reish Lakish. When all you have is the Kenyan Peros, then we accept Reish Lakish, right? So now it's very good, because if you're Mocher Peros Bizman Shayovel Noah, sorry, Mocher Sada Bizman Shayovel Noah, will you bring Bikurim? Lola Maisa? Yeah. Even though we say Bo Greira and it's Chol Zer Biyovel. Likewise, Yarshin. Yarshin of Aden, if they wish to dig holes in their Chelek, they could. They don't just have a Kenyan Peros, but they also have a Kenyan Begufo. But, so this is a great answer. But let's try to understand, first of all, conceptually what he's telling us. But I guess just one more ha'aras. So where is their basis for this interpretation? So the Ketzos says, well, it's already rooted in the Gemara. And it's Trichus in the Gemara, actually, very much like the answer of Tosus in Gittin. Where's the Trichus in the Gemara? The Gemara says like this. Kedemuchach Perak Hashalech, I'm skipping a little later. Gavimocher Sadeh Lechaveh Bizman Sheyovel Noheg. V'kinyan Damim B'isha Lo Ashkechan Yesh Al Yosh Yishtel Zman Yodun. Oh no, that's the wrong. That's later. It's a little later. V'zet Tam Nira Mefush B'gvar Perak Hashalech Sham. See where I am? Behai Dekam Reish Lakish Techika Nachis Adayti Deperi Nachis Avuhach Adayti Deguf Nachis. Now, what does it say over there? That is in the Trichusa. And the Gemara over there. Basically, Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan disagreed in two cases. One is in the case of Mocher Sadeh Leperos, and one is Mocher Sadeh Uzman Sheyovel Noeg. So it says like this, V'tricha, you need both cases. Dietmar, if you're going to say their machlokes is dafka, by what? By Mocher Sadeh Leperos, Behikam Reish Lakish Sheno Kore. Why? Because it's only in that case where you're Eini Korei, because it's just a Kenyan Peros, right? The way the Ketos is going to say, you're not allowed to build Baruch Shichan Umairos. So that's why I need to the example of Reish Lakish, that Reish Lakish even says is halacha by the case of Mocher Sadeh Usman Sheyovel Noeg. So the Ketos sort of picks up on this Trichus in the Gemara and says, well, how do we paskin? We don't actually go all the way like Reish Lakish. We're going to go like the Havamina Bidas Reish Lakish. In other words, he's doing the exact same thing as what Tosos did for Rabbi Yochanan, right? What did Tosos do for Rabbi Yochanan? Really, even though the Gemara says we paskin like Reish Lakish, really we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, except for one case, right? One minor case we paskin like Reish Lakish. And we find the basis of that distinction in its Trichus on the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, maybe you would have such a Havamina. And now, the Ketos is doing the same thing in Reish Lakish. What the Ketos is doing in Reish Lakish is saying that really we hold like Reish Lakish, except for one minor case. Which case? The case where the Baal Kinyan HaPeros also has the rights to ruin the land, right? Like Mocher Sadeh Uzman Sheyovel Noeg, or Achim Shechalko Kilakuchos, or the like. Now, so that's the answer to the Ketos. Now, let's think about it for a moment. Is the Ketos basically, you know, the way I sort of set it up, is that Tosfos, in Gittin at least, is saying fundamentally we accept Rav Yochanan except for one minor case. And the Ktsos is saying, well, fundamentally we accept Reish Lakish except for one minor case, right? That's basically the way I'm setting it up, both based off of the Shichus and Gemara. But is that really true conceptually? So this goes back to the Lomdus that we talked about on Friday, Bidas Reish Lakish. You see, if you say it the way we said it on Friday, that the Iker Lomdus of Reish Lakish is that we look at where this is going to end up, right? And therefore, anytime it's a non-permanent kinyan, it's classified as a kinyan peiros, we look at where it's going to end up. We focus on the titular aspect of ownership, not the usage aspect of ownership, not the bundle of sticks, but the title, the formal deed holder. So then, essentially, by saying what the Ktsos is saying, yeah, actually, there are lots of cases where the mocher is going to get it back, but still will hold kinyan peiros kinyan aguftami. So actually, in a fundamental sense, we're rejecting Reish Lakish. In other words, the Ktsos actually isn't so far from the Tosas and Gittin. It is not like the Tosas and Gittin, but it's not so far. If there's... Because, though in a practical level, there are going to be many more cases that will hold like Rabbi Yochanan than Reish Lakish, but in a conceptual level, we're rejecting the yesod of Reish Lakish. Right? The yesod of Reish Lakish is that wherever this is going to end up, that is the true owner. That is the Iker Baila. The Iker Baila is shayach to the person where it's going to end up. That chiddush we reject. And we say, actually, there could be lots of cases where it's going to end up by the mocher, and still we'll consider the lokeach, the Iker Baila. Because we reject the Iker Chiddush, the conceptual Chiddush of Yochanan. And actually, it's going to look, in a sense, conceptually, I think, more similar to Rabbi Yochanan. Because as we noted before, even Rabbi Yochanan agrees, though he says, Kinyan Peres, Kinyan Aguf Dami, that there is some level of Kinyan Aguf that shaych to the owner. For example, Rabbi Yochanan agrees that, let's say, the Baal can't be Mocher B'Nechsei Meluk, right? Or that the father, in Hakosei B'Nechasev Levno, can't be Mocher the Karka. It's only the son that there's even a Machlokas about. So, conceptually, I think this is not so far from Tosus and Gittin. Again, it's definitely a different answer. There'll be many nafkaminas. But the point of the Ktsos is that he is rejecting the fundamental chiddush of Reish Lakish in Psak. In Psak. Okay, Reish Lakish himself holds it. But in terms of the Psak, the hybrid Psak, so that's what we're doing. So this is a very beautiful pshat that the Ktsos HaChoshen says. But it doesn't seem to actually answer the question if you're trying to figure out Chita Sarambam. Why? Because if the Ktsos HaChoshen was correct, Bidas HaRambam, so what would we say? HaMocher Sade Bizman Sheyovo Noeg. Are you Korei or Eino Korei? Is the Lokeach, can he bring Mikra Bikurim or not? What would we expect the answer to be? What? The Lokeach is maybe the Korei, right? Let's take a look at the Rambam Hilchos Bikurim. So you have Rambam's over here. Hilchos Bikurim, Perek Dalad. We'll read Halacha Vav and Zayin. Really, we are Zayin, but we'll start from Vav. Hamocher. Hamocher Sadeh L'Peiros. If it's Mocher L'Peiros, Halokeach Mevi Ve'eno Korei. She'ein Peiros. She'kinyin Peiros. Eino K'kinyin Aguf. Aval Mevi. Right? So that's fine. That's fine. That would be like the Ktsos, because that's just Mocher Sadeh L'Peiros. So therefore, you can't be Korei. But now look at Halacha Zayin. HaMocher Sadehu, oh, Shemachar Ilanos V'Karka'an, V'Zman Shayoval Noeg, HaRezeh Mevi V'Korei, V'Yovel Rishon Bilvad, V'Shakin Perek Dalet Hilchos Bikurim Halacha Zayin. Shadayin lo samcha daito shel mocher shetachzer lo akarka. Avalim chazar umachra biyovel sheni. Hare ze mevi veino kore. Shehare samcha daito she'en lo ala peros. The kinyan peros enim kikinyan agotami. So we'll talk about this difference, but Yovel Rishon, Yovel Sheni a little later. But what's clear is the Rambam is accepting kinyan peros, lavke kinyan agotami, even with respect to mechiras karka b'zman sheyovel noeg. Right? Even with respect to mechiras karka b'zman sheyovel noeg, he's saying we accept the view that kinyan peros lav kinyan agotami. So even though the lokeach will have the right to be chofer boborin tichon umairos, still, at least Yovel Sheni, the lokeach may not do mikvah bikurim, right? Even though, again, we'll have the rights to the guf, will be boborin tichon umairos, will be fine. So here we have a Rambam that is seemingly against the psak of the ktsais. Likewise, okay, good. So if the Ketos is wrong, so now we have to figure out what the Rambam is going to say by Achim Shechokel, right? Is the Rambam going to say Achim Shechokel are Lekuchos Heinum Achsirinu Zelu Zebiyodo? Because if he is going to say that, then we've got the problem. Well, Yatzam Yadenu V'Ragleinu, right? We're stuck. So let's look at that. So that's in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Chaf. Achim Shechokel, Ki Lekuchos Heinum, okay. So says the Rambam over here in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel, what's the halacha? Ha'achlen shechalku are kilukuchos u'machzirin zel zel v'yovel. So we are now without hands and feet, if we are to borrow the Lashon of the Gemara, right? The Rambam says that we paskin like Reish Lakish, that mechira b'zman sheyovel noheg is maybe veino korei, and we also paskin ha'achin shechalkul kukuchos u'machshin zel zevi yovel. So we're stuck without hands and feet. And again, the Ketzos's answer is a beautiful answer, but it doesn't seem to work for the Rambam. So what's the Ketzos going to say? The Minchas Chinuch says, well, maybe the Ketzos is based off of the Yerushalmi, that Bizman Shayoval Noeg Taket Aser Lachbar Bobor and Sichon Umairos. Okay? So technically, the Ketzos's answer, I mean, the Rambam didn't pass in that, so it's a little fair. But Lamaisa, you're still left without hands and feet, because Lamaisa, the Rambam writes that you're maybe the Eino Kori, Bizman Shayoval Noeg, and he also wrote Ha'achem Shechalku or Lekuchos. So we're in big trouble. We're in big trouble. So how are you going to answer this question? So the Rambam, the Lecha Mishnah, gives an answer. In Halchos Zechiyah Matana Perk Yibbeis Halacha Yad Gimel. He answers that usually we paskin kinyan peros is lavka kinyan agof. But ach and shechokku, then each one is makne chelkoi bekinyan gamur kinyan agof. So that each one could be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Bikurim. Very beautiful. What does that mean? It means like this. Look, you're right. Technically speaking, when two brothers divide their property, we said they're Lekuchos, right? And therefore, Masir and Zel Zebi Ovel, because we pass in Ein Breira. However, that would lead to the following ridiculous conclusion, right? That you can never have Mikra Bikurim. So the brothers don't want that to happen. So basically, when they divide their assets of the father, they said, we are going to give, I'm taking field A, you're taking field B. I want you to have a full-fledged Kinyan Haguf in field B. And I'm going to have a full-fledged Kinyan Haguf in field A, such that we could each be Mevi Bikurim and be Makri Kriyas Bikurim, because that's what we want to do. Of course, when Yovel comes along, we're going to have to return to each other, Masir and Lelizia. But still, until that point, I want you, each of us to have a Kinyan Agaf. Whereas, when I sell you land, so, you know, probably the opposite is true. I sell Eitan my land. Why am I selling Eitan my ancestral land? Am I happy about this? Very unhappy, right? Like the Gemara Bava Basra says, but I tell you, nobody likes to sell anything, certainly not their land. Okay, I'm broke, I need to pay my gambling debts. I have no choice. I can sell you my land. But I don't like you enough to let you have Nikra Bikurim. I want you to remember that this is going back to me come Yovel, right? So in that case, you're not going to be able to have Nikra Bikurim. At least Yovel Sheni come Yovel Sheni. But here, if we're brothers dividing it, of course we want each other to be able to be maybe Mikra Bikurim. That's basically what the Lecha Mishnah answers. Now, this is a tremendous chiddush because, again, if you remember conceptually, L'chore the Vart of Eshlakis is that it's not Shayach a Kenyan Aguf when it's Kenyan Peros. And therefore, anytime it's coming back to me ultimately, then what? If it's coming back to me ultimately, so then you only have a Kenyan Peros. And I could say, you know what? I'm giving you a Kenyan Aguf. It's not totally in das. The reason why Mocher Sadeb is Manchiovel Noeg, the Lokeach, doesn't have the Kenyan Haguf, only a Kenyan Peros, is not because of das. It's because, like we said, this fundamental principle that according to Reish Lakish, whoever is the titular owner, who ownership is defined by eternity, if you're not going to have it eternally, it's not true. So it's true. This Vaya makes a lot of sense. That when I'm a Mocher, I'm looking forward to getting it back. When Achen Shechalku, it's not true. Right? I'm not looking to get it back. Right? We're dividing this because this is the best division we came up with, or this is what the Goyrel said. However, it's actually not such a bad answer. It's a big chiddush, but it's a shtickle meduyah within Shitas HaRambam. Let's go back to the Rambam and Hilchos Bikurim. Sorry to keep bouncing around. Keep your finger on both places. So go back, keep the finger on Yovel and go back to Bikurim. So over there in Halacha Zayin, it says like this. Let's read it again. Hamocher sadehu, o shemachri lanus vekarkan, bisman sheyovel noeg, areza mevi bekore, biyovel mishon bilvad, shadayin lo samcha daito shemocher shetachzor lo akarka, aval imchazar umachor biyovel sheni, hareza mevi veino kore, sharei samcha daito shein lo ela haperos, vikinian peros, eno kikinian aguf. So what's he saying? That when it says Yovel Rishon, so what does that mean? So we'll see. A number of Rishonim say that, understand that Gemara differently than the Rambam, that it means, Yovel Rishon means the first time, the first Yovel when Yoshua came into Eretz Yisrael, or after Yoshua, that first time there was a Yovel. So like the whole idea of Yovel causing all the lands to revert back to original owners was like very surprising. Oh yeah, of course they read it in the Parsha Sashavua, but it was like, you know, when it actually happened, like, you know, just imagine, I bought this this land 40 years ago. Mamish, you know, it's my grandchildren working on it, and all of a sudden, poof! So then, but after it happened once, everybody sort of understood, okay, this is for real. This is for, until it happens once, it's not for real. Once it happens for once. The Rambam doesn't quite say that. The Rambam says a little differently. It sounds like for the Rambam that the first time I sell my land, so there's not really so much smichos das because I feel like I'm never going to get it back. The second time I sell it, so I'm already used to this, right? Everybody knows the first time you do something, you're really nervous about it. And then it works. You try it again. So, you know, he sold his land 5 years before Yovel. So for those 5 years, actually, the lokeach can be makri mikra bikurim. Why? Can be kori bikurim? Because the there's smichus das. But then 5 years later, the mocher gets the land back, and now he sells it. He says, "Wow, look at this! This thing really works. I'm going to sell it again." Right? This time, when he sells it, he actually sells it with the expectation to get it back, and then the lokeach wouldn't be kori bikurim. And the Achronim assume in the Rambam that that's even if you sell it to a different guy. Certainly if you sell it back to the same guy, even if you sell it to a different guy. So what's the difference between the first time you sold it and the second time you sold it? The answer is very simple. The first time I sell it, even though, again, I know technically speaking I'm going to get it back, but it feels like this is it. But the second time you sell it already, you're used to it. And therefore, maybe the Eino Kore. That's the Yesod of the Rambam. So, actually, this answer of the Lecha Mishnah is very meduyuk within the sheet of the Rambam. No, the sheet of the Rambam is that this is actually Talui in Smichus Das. So Memela, what the Lecha Mishnah is just taking that idea of the Rambam one step further. He's saying, well, when it comes to Yarshim, so Yarshim always look at it this way. He says because when the Yarshim divide it up, they give it by Niyafet to allow the recipient to be maybe Bikurin. Or we could just say it sort of this, it always feels permanent. It's not like a sale and the like. In other words, this idea that the person with the Kenyan Peros not being able to bring Bikurim sometimes yes, sometimes no, being Tolui and Das, is already rooted explicitly in the Rambam. So the Ketzos, sorry, the Lecha Mishnah takes that Yisod and applies it to answer another question within the Rambam. But the idea that it's rooted in Smichus Das is already really Tolui in the Gemara. And again, you know, you already see that Sad at least in the Gemara, in the Havamina of the Gemara in Gittin, right? That's only in the Havamina, but even in the Maskana, we didn't totally reject that. Now, the Havamina of the Gemara was, if Reish Lakish just said, when you're Mocher Peros, the Lokeach is made Vieno Korei, Vayikam Reish Lakish, Dechika Nachas, Adaita Deper Kanachas. Ava Bahach, in the case of Mocher, Sadib is Manshi Noeg, Adaita Degufa Kanachas, maybe would agree to Rabbi Yochanan. No, he still disagrees. But when it's Yerusha, then it's really Adaita Degufa Kanachas, really Adaita Degufa Kanachas, and then he would agree. Then he would agree. Good. So here, you know, the advantage of this pshat is that you could actually say we fully hold of Reish Lakish, but still hold this is true, right? Sort of like the Tosfos, our Tosfos and Bava Kama's answer. Now, so what were we going to say? So again, for Yerusha, the pshat is like this. You might have thought it, again, without the Lecha Mishnah, you could have said, well, maybe by Yerusha, the first time they should be made the Kohen, but the second time they shouldn't, right? Let's say the father dies 3 years before Yovel. So the first 3 years, each of the brothers are made the Kohen, but then once Yovel comes along, so what's the halacha? Machzir and Zelazet. So just like by Mechira, we say after the first Yovel, so they know the lack of permanence, so you can't be maybe Bikurim. Why don't we say the same thing for Achad Shechalchu? So you could answer this question based off of the other Rambam. Let's go back to the Rambam and Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, and we could use this to answer that question. The Rambam over there said what? Lo tivatel chaluka san mikamo shehaisa. Right? This is the Rambam describing the halacha of Machzirin Zelazeh B'Yovel. So what does it mean, Machzirin Zelazeh B'Yovel? So the way I described it before was, what are we going to do? We're going to redo this, start from scratch. Right? So if both people are happy, fine. Both people are happy, right? There were two plots of land. I got one. I love it. I built a house and I built a farm and this is great for me. And you got another, and you built a house, and you got a farm. We're both very, very happy. So we're going to leave things as it is, right? Because we agree. But if, on the other hand, he got the island of Manhattan, and I got the island of Nantucket, and now, 50 years later, real estate in Manhattan is $8 a square foot, and real estate in Nantucket is 8 cents a square foot, so I'm going to ask to redo the division. No, that's not what the Rambam said, right? What did the Rambam say? Lo tevatel chalukas an mikamo shehaisa. So the way it sounds like, and this is the way some of the Achronim explain this Rambam, is that we're actually going to keep everything the way it is. You're going to keep Manhattan, and I'm going to keep Nantucket. So what does it mean, Masir Zel Zeh B'Yovel? To be mekayim the mitzvah of Hachzara B'Yovel. So actually, even though Machzir Zel Zeh B'Yovel, each one of the brothers is actually going to keep their chelek forever and ever. It's just every 50 years they're going to be Machzir Zel Zeh B'Yovel to be Mekan the Mitzvah of Hachzar Skarach B'Yovel, but they'll stay where they are. So if you say like that, So then it makes a lot of sense. The Rambam is very miyushav. And you don't even have to come onto something as fancy as the way the Lecha Mishnah says it, right? We could say it a little more pashut. This is one of the answers that I saw in Reb Chaim Kanievsky gives, in Derech Emunah gives a couple of answers. But what's the Yesod? I think this is what he's getting at. That the answer is very simple. That when it comes to, again, we're going to base it off of what we said before, but now it's even less than Nukimta. The Rambam told us that when it comes to Mikra Bikurin, it's really Talin Smichos Das, right? Yes, we fully accept Reish Lakish, Nevi V'Enu Kori, but still it's rooted in Smichos Das. So the Rambam says that the first Yovel the Lokech is Kore, and the second Yovel the Lokech is Nevi V'Enu Kore, because there's no Smichos Das. Well, what about Chalukas HaYerusha? Even though we pass in Machzir Zel Zevi Yovel, but is there going to be Smichos Das? Of course, because even though every Yovel they're going to have to be Machzir Zel Zeh, but still the Rambam stated explicitly, Lo Tibata Chalukasa Mikamosha Haisa. So therefore, Vada, there's going to be Smichos Das, and the Vada, it's going to be Mevi V'Korei. Right? So the answer in the Rambam is really very meduyak. Very meduyak. You don't have to make any, you don't have to say such fancy tirades, right? Based off of two chidushim that are mevur explicitly in the Rambam, the answer is very simple. What are the two chidushim mevur explicitly in the Rambam? Number one, the Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim, that even though we pass on like Reish Lakish, Kenyan Paris is Lav, Kenyan Aguf Dami, it's still Tali and Smichos Das, and therefore the Rambam is Machalik between Yovel Rishon and Yovel Sheni. And number two, the Rambam in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, that even though we paskin Hach and Shechalku Machzir and Zel Ezebi Yovel, because they're in Reira, but still we also paskin that Lod Nisbato Chaluka. So put that together with the other Rambam, there will be Smichos Das. And Mimela makes a lot of sense that we could fully accept Reish Lakish, that Kenyan Paris is Lav, Kenyan Aguf Dami, and we could fully accept Rabbi Yochanan, that Hach and Shechalku Lekucho, Sein Machzir and Zel Ezebi Yovel, and still say that Achan Shechalko will always have Mikra Bikurim, right? Very, very beautiful. The way the Rambams work out is really, really astounding. There's only one difficulty in this answer, which is not an end of the world difficulty, but it's still a little difficulty, which is it's still against the Gemara in one sense, because the Gemara says that if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, la matzanu yadin v'ragleinu. Right? That's not really true. Because you could hold a Rabbi Yochanan that Ha'ach and Shechalku are Lekuchos Hein and still allow for Mikra Bikurim based on this all beautiful pilpul that we just said. So the Gemara is still a little bit Lav Dafka. Right? So is there any hope? Any hope for the Rambam? So, right, I'll just read you the Gemara. Amar of Yosef, Ilav, Damar of Yochanan, Kenyan Perska, Kenyan Aguf Dami, Lomata Yad of Iragla, Vesa Medrish, Damar of Asim of Yochanan, Achach Chokul Kuos Hain, Machzin Zel Zeb Yov, Isagatakla Kenyan Aguf Dami, Lomishkachas, Demais Bikurim, Elachad, Barchad, Ad Yoshubinum. It's not true, according to the Rambam. So there might be one last answer, maybe many more answers, but one answer that I found that would solve this problem, and that is the Shagas Aryeh, Simon Sadi. And he says that when we hold Ein Breira, right, we know we paskin Ein Breira, as we said, or at least by Derais Ein Breira, Midrabanan Derab Breira, but by Derais it's Ein Breira. So what's the pshat in Ein Breira? And what is it, why is it that we say Midrais Ein Breira, Midrabanan Yesh Breira? So the pshat is, at least according to the Rambam, that really it's a suffix. What does that mean? We're not sure. We're not sure if we got it right or we didn't get it right. It's a suffix. So b'deraisa, we're going to be machmir. D'rabbanan, we could be mako. We're not rejecting breira entirely. Then we would say even for d'rabbanan in breira. We're paskining a type of suffix. Ah, so if that's true, so now we could say a beautiful pshat. Since we paskin in breira mi suffix, so avade achen shechalku that were machlef are going to bring bikurim and even say mikra bikurim. Why? Because it's a suffix. Maybe they got it right. Now, Rabbi Yochanan himself wouldn't say this. That's what the Gemara in Gittin says, that if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, lo yat, lo matza yad v'rag v'neis ha-medrash, because Rabbi Yochanan really holds Ein Breira. But that's not the way we paskin. We paskin, it's a suffix. So what does that mean? Again, we divided up our I got field A, you got field B. So 50-50. 50% chance I got it right. I was supposed to get field A, klapei shmaya galia, and I did. 50% we got it wrong. So am I going to be makri bikurim? And maybe bikurim and makri bikurim? Of course. And that's what the Rambam says, that the Rambam has no problem. Well, suffik, deraisa l'chumra.
Even the kris bikurim is...
Yeah. Maybe I'm chayav, suffik deraisa l'chumra. In other words, if you hold... Whereas lekuchos, right? So then it's not a suffix. When I buy a field, so since we pass like Rishonis, Kenyan Pereslav, Kenyan Gufdav, Pesmanchi Avon Oeg, the lokech is not, it does not do Parshas Mikra Bikurim, because he's Vadai, not the owner, right? Vadai, it's only Kenyan Peros. But, now this would also explain the other Rambam. Remember we said the Rambam had this very strange idea that when it comes Yovel, so the brothers go ahead and their matzer zelazet, but lo nizbatel chalukasan. So we asked, what in the world does that mean? Like, give me a break. What's the point, right? If you hold that they're kilukuchos, so they should be like lukuchos. Why would the Rambam say lo tivatel chalukasan mikamo shaisa? But according to the Mahalich of the Shagas Aryeh, it's beautiful. Why is it lon tivato chalukas of Moshe Isa? Because we might have gotten it right. Motz mechavel raya, I have no right to take it away from you, right? He got Manhattan, I got Nantucket. So I say, give it back to me. Okay, for the next 50 years, we'll switch. He'll take Nantucket, I'll take Manhattan. So he's going to say to me, Ma pitoma, motz mechavel raya, maybe I was right. Maybe the original chaluk was right. I was zocha to Manhattan, not Nantucket. So, it's very simple. But because there's a mitzvah of Achzaras Karka B'Yovel, Safik Deraisa L'Chumra, we'll do that, but we're not actually going to switch possession. So therefore, Misafik, there'll be Mikra Bikurim. So now, all the Rambams are very, very meduyak. And it's based off of the Gemara in Nedarim. We should say that this is against most Rishonim do not agree to the Rambam, and they answer the question that when we say Achen Shechalku, we pass an Insach Lachzer B'Yovel applies to does not apply to Yerusha, like the Tosis and Gittin, and this is also the view of a number of other Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritvan, Gittin. Okay, but now Shitas Rambam is really very, very beautiful. So if we were to summarize the two Mahalchim in the Rambam, again, we have the Ksais, but the Ksais isn't so much of a Mahalich in the Rambam. It's a Mahalich, but not in the Rambam. So if we have the two approaches, the first approach is to say that it's totally in Das, and therefore Achen are maybe the Korei, but not Lekuchos, and that could be seen in two places in the Rambam. Number one is that the Rambam holds that even by Achen, Yovel Rishon your Korei, so we see it's telling Smichas Das, and that would explain the other Rambam that says Achen Shechalku Lekuchos Hein means Lon Nizbato Chaluka. So therefore, since there's no Smichas Das, then the Achen Shechalku will be maybe the Korei. The problem with that shot is that the Gemara says that you can't hold to those two things. That for Rabbi Yochanan Yad V'Rag L'Beis HaMedrash. So then the second shot is like this: that even according to Rabbi Yochanan Lo Yatza Yad V'Rag L'Beis HaMedrash, that's because he holds of a strong Ein Breira. We don't paskin like a strong Ein Breira. We paskin it's a suffik. So suffik deraisa l'chumra, suffik derabanan l'kula. So therefore, it turns out that on the one hand, Achen Shechalku are Lekuchos Hein, but they won't trade back because of Motzmi Chaver Uriah. He's going to keep Manhattan, I'm going to keep Nantucket. Right? So, Vade, if that's the case, so you'll be Navy Vakore. Pashut, you'll be Navy Vakore. why will you be made Bikore? Safik Dereis Elohora. Maybe we got it right. But Alts the Mitzvah will have to be Master Zelazah. Alts the Mitzvah Chsas Karka. But in practice, I'm going to keep mine forever. He's going to keep his forever because I'll never be able to get it away from him because I'm Otsmi Achavei L'Raya. Okay, good. I wanted to go on to the Gemara, but I guess we'll just do one last point. So the Gemara at the very end of the Gemara says, well, actually, Abai basically says that there's a different reason why Shmuel said that our Mishnah of Hakosid Nechasev Livno is different, that the Ben could be Mocher and the Mechiras Chal, even though when it comes to Nechsei Melug, if the Isha Mocheres, it's different. Right? What's the difference? Because of Nechsei Melug. So just, I don't think we read it inside last time, so we'll read it inside. Amar Le Abaye, Abaye says to Rav Yosef, Adu Ra Yaris Abba Abba Leiris Bra, as you read it, Ella Vuchinu Nechsei Mibre Kaasi, and then we continue. So I guess we'll read the Gemara next time, just one last point. So the Rishonim all ask over here the following Shaila, which is, why do you need Takanas Usha if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan? If you hold like Reish Lakish. So Pasha, you need Takanas Usha. Because Mikra Adin, since the wife has the Kinin Aguf, and Kinin Preslav Kinin Aguf, then she should be able to sell it. And that would be a very, probably cause a lot of lack of Shalom bias. Every time the husband forgets to take out the garbage, the wife's going to say, that's it, I'm being Mo'icher than Nechsei Malug. Right? That's not very good, right? He's going to be very. It's not a good matzah. Not a good. We don't want her to have that. So they were misaking that she can't sell the nechsei melug. Great, but why do we need it for Rabbi Yochanan? So the simplest answer is actually found in the Rashba over here in our sugya, and a number of other Rishonim say this as well. Tosis and a bunch of other mesechtos. Is that taka? Takanas Usha is necessary for Reish Lakish and those who hold of Kinyan Peros are lav ke Kinyan Aguf Dami. But if you're like Rav Yochanan, you don't need it. However,
Did it didn't happen, Yochanan?
I suppose, yeah.
Is it a Tanai or is that?
So we'll see. In other words, as you'll see from the Gemara, there's no Mishnah that says Beushe Skinu like that, and that's why we keep on trying to prove. Could we find the Tanai source for? Takanas Usha, maybe it's Machlokas and the like.
I don't know when, if it happened.
What happened? Maybe there were other Takanos. Did this happen there? I don't know how to answer the history, but effectively, that's what it means. That's what comes out.
Also, Rav Yirmiyahu would also have to say there is no Takanos.
Mm-hmm. Whatever also. Those Shitos. Now, so you're pointing out that's the simplest answer, but there's a lot of difficulties in that. Right? Because it does sound like there was some type of Takanas Usha. Maybe the question is, why did we need it? You know, what was the scope? But there was some type of Takana. So that's why Tosos in our Masechta certainly doesn't want to say that. So Tosos says, okay, there's a very limited case where you would have needed to make the Takana. So in that case, the husband really was in love with his wife. Or maybe he wanted to give her an anniversary present and he didn't have any jewelry. So he says, you know what? I have a present for you. So in this case, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that she could sell her Nechsei Melug. After all, the husband is no sheichos to the peros. And therefore, they were misakein beusha that still the Baal Moti Miyad Lekuchos, she can't sell it. When she dies, if she dies first, he can get it. Tosfos in Bava Basra, Kuf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, says a different answer. He says the Kinyan Peros of the Baal are only Midirabanan, and therefore they weren't Matzrich that. They didn't make it like a Kinyan Aguf. In other words, even though Rabbi Yochanan holds Kinyan Peros Lafka Kinyan Aguf Dami, this is a weaker Kinyan Peros, and that's why they needed the Takan of Usha. Tosfos in Yevamos Lamed Vavam Beis asks a question as well. It's also in Tosfos Arash over here, who says that since his Kinyan Peros in the Karka is coming from her, so he wouldn't be able to be motzim yad al akuchos unless there was takanas usha, because it's coming from her. In other words, the answers of the other tosfos, again, we have the two extremes. We have the tosfos in our sugya and the Rashba. The middle sugyos, basically, the middle answers of tosfos, tosfos in Bava Basra, tosfos in Yevamos, basically say that this case of the Kinyan Peros of the Baal is a little weaker, and therefore without Takanas Usha, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree, or even if you hold Kinyan Peros Lach Kinyan Aguf Dami, you would agree that the Baal would not be able to be Motzim Yad Lekuchos were it not for Takanas Usha. Okay, so we'll stop here, and Be'ezras Hashem, tomorrow...